In this bulletin, a new poll points to an electoral defeat for Josh Frydenberg. The New South Wales Premier vows to hunt down those responsible for a brazen gangland killing, and 10 countries have qualified for Saturday's Eurovision Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister has accused opponent Anthony Albanese of recklessness in supporting a push for the minimum wage to be increased in line with inflation. Mr. Albanese says low-wage earners can't afford to fall further behind in dealing with the rising cost of living. But announcing a $50 million recycling and clean energy pledge, Scott Morrison says such a rise would be economically irresponsible.
Anthony Albanese's intervention yesterday and his thoughtlessness on this would actually make inflation worse, it would make interest rates rise even higher, it would threaten the strong growth we've had in employment, and ultimately it would force small businesses potentially out of business altogether.
Labor says any increase below the 5.1% inflation figure would amount to a pay cut. A new poll points to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg losing his Melbourne seat of Kooyong to independent Dr. Monique Ryan. The YouGov poll, commissioned by the Australian newspaper, also shows another independent, Zoe Daniel, ahead of Liberal Tim Wilson in the seat of Goldstein. But the poll shows other so-called teal independents falling short in their challenges to sitting Liberal members in the New South Wales seats of McKellar, Wentworth and North Sydney. And SBS is continuing to make the election more accessible for multicultural communities with live interpretations of tonight's leaders' debate hosted by Channel 7. From 8:30, SBS will be streaming in Arabic, Mandarin, Cantonese and Vietnamese live and exclusively on SBS On Demand and on Facebook. The New South Wales Premier has moved to reassure the community about public safety after a bikie boss and his brother were gunned down in the foyer of a Western Sydney gym. Both Commandeero National Sergeant-at-Arms Tariq Zahed and brother Omar suffered multiple gunshot wounds as they were hit with a hail of bullets at an Auburn fitness centre. Omar, believed to be aged in his 20s, was treated for multiple wounds to the arms, stomach and legs, but died at the scene after going into cardiac arrest. 41-year-old Tariq was shot up to 10 times, including in the head, and is in Westmead Hospital in a critical condition. Premier Dominic Perrottet says a police task force will track down the perpetrators.
And there's zero tolerance for this, that the police have this under control. We have one of the lowest crime rates in recorded history in our state. We live in one of the safest cities and the safest states anywhere in the world. And when activities like this happen, the New South Wales Police Force are well equipped, well resourced, the best police force in the country. They're going to hunt these people down and they're going to lock them up.
A woman has died in North Queensland after her car became submerged in floodwaters north of Mackay. She became trapped about 5 o'clock this morning in the vehicle with two others who managed to escape. The area has been hit by days of torrential rain, with some towns receiving as much as 240 millimetres by 1 a.m. A flood watch is current for dozens of creek and river catchments across the state, with almost 300 roads cut by the deluge. A new survey has found the COVID-19 pandemic has tainted Australians' perceptions of aged care facilities. The Australian Seniors Insurance Company's Quality of Life report says almost half of those surveyed now viewed nursing homes in a less desirable light. Aged care facilities have been hit hard by the pandemic, with hundreds of deaths from the virus over the past 2 years. The Quality of Life report found only 8% of seniors considered the overall quality of aged care as very good or excellent, with almost 9 out of 10 reporting they'd prefer to avoid living in a nursing home altogether. 10 countries have qualified for Saturday's Eurovision Grand Final after making it through to the first semi-final in Italy. Ukraine, Moldova, Netherlands, Greece, Norway, Portugal, Lithuania, Iceland, Switzerland and Armenia were chosen from 17 competing acts. Australian artist Sheldon Riley will take part in the International Song Contest's second semi-final. Well, now the weather. Perth, possible late shower, 22 degrees. Adelaide, becoming cloudy and 21. Much the same for Melbourne, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, showers increasing, 17. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, showers increasing, 24. Brisbane, rain and 22. Cairns, showers, a possible storm, 28. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.